Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I know I've been joking a little bit about who is going to be on the right and who's going to be on the left. And I said it depended on where a certain person sat. So is it going to have to do with me facing this way or me facing this way? But, brothers and sisters, you're all, as far as this reading goes, on the right. You're all sheep of the Good Shepherd. So what makes you a sheep of the Good Shepherd? Is it because of everything that you have done to help others? Be careful with this, what I just read, this gospel, because some people will say, see, it matters what I've done. And it almost sounds like works righteousness, but this is not what this is about at all. It's not about what we do to make ourselves sheep. That is not what makes us sheep. Because then we would probably be keeping a scorecard on it. Well, I helped that person do something the other day who needed help. Give me a check mark. Or it might be, I ignored that person that asked me for help. Just totally 100% blew them off. I guess I need to erase a check mark. Because if we went by that, brothers and sisters, if every time we did good and every time we did bad, I don't want to see my scorecard. I'm going to be honest with you. Because I believe I have probably sinned way more than I have done good. It's my human nature. I can't help it. My scorecard would probably be in red numbers, negative numbers. And I think if we're honest with ourselves, a lot of our scorecards would be also. But thanks be to God, that's not how it works for us. Not how it works for us at all. What's really amazing about this is the sheep aren't aware when they did these things for Jesus. They're not aware that when they helped somebody, they were helping Jesus. They're not aware of any of it that they do. That's not why they do it. Oh, Jesus is in that crowd that needs help. Well, I'm going to go over and help them because Jesus is there. No, that's not how it works. Not how it works at all. And the goats are like, oh, Jesus is over there. I'm staying away. Nope, that's not how it works neither. So how does it work if that's not how it works? What makes us sheep? What makes us do these things for others? Where while we're doing it for others, not keeping a scorecard, but doing it for others, not for our glory. You know what I did the other day? I went to this restaurant, and somebody was hungry, and they left their wallet at home. And so I went ahead and I paid for their meal. That's because I'm good. See, Jesus, I get a check mark for that, right? If that was the case, that'd be a negative check mark. Because why would you have been doing it? For your own glory. to make yourself look good. And that's not how it works. When we do something for others, it's for them and for the glory of God, not for ourselves. Because if we relied on what we did, what we do, again, oh, I don't want to see that scorecard. But the good shepherd, the one who calls us his sheep, the one who places his sheep on the right, he did everything for us. He took all that negativity of our sins, all that we did for our own glory, all the sins that we've ever committed, and he completely washes away, erases that chalkboard. Don't see any marks on it. Because the miracle that happened just this morning, there was a miracle in here just this morning when God had me speak the words of what he did. I forgive your sins. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Jesus, God, at that moment, erased your chalkboard clean. What a miracle that is to have our sins forgiven. So he suffered and died. He took our sins upon himself and was crucified. Our good shepherd was crucified, died for us. He gave his body, shed his body, shed his blood for us so that we could be his sheep. But now, what is Jesus referring to then? Because it sounds like something is done here by us. We're not aware of it, but something is done. And what's being done is what I call practicing your baptism. Practicing your baptism. Because as baptized children of God, given the faith to believe in Jesus, as the Holy Spirit leads us to do the works that have been prepared for us to do before the foundation of the earth, leads us to do these good works. Not that we get marks for doing them, but that we're led by God to do them for others, not for our glory, not for our benefit, but for the glory of God. That's how we do this, through Christ, who gave himself for us. We are led to help others. We are led to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, be with the sick, visit those in prison. Visit those who are going through tough times. Be with them. Love them. Give them Christian love and charity. Because it is our Christian life. This is what our Christian life entails. What our practicing our baptism entails. And what gives us strength as we do this, to prepare for this, Bibles, studies, hearing the word proclaimed, listening to the service when we can't be here, attending service when we can, receiving the body and blood of Christ, studying the word, telling others about Jesus. Being with others. There's an interesting point in here. Those on the right, they're going to go up to a place prepared for them before the foundation of the world. It's always been there once God created the heavens and the earth. But God's always there. been. So there'll be the new heavens and the new earth. And this has been prepared for all believers. All believers. Now, if you notice this other place that the goats are going to, it doesn't say that that has been prepared for them before the foundation of the world, from the foundation of the world. Because it wasn't. It wasn't God's intention to send anyone there. It wasn't there. But because Satan and his angels fell, and then Adam and Eve sinned, there had to be a place for the goats to go to. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I pray that all of us are sheep. And I believe that we all are, all of us are sheep. If you know any goats, please reach out to them and tell them about Jesus, what he has done for them. Tell them all. Tell them all about Jesus, that he came to find the lost and to bring them into his fold. That's what being a sheep is, when we help others give the glory to God. Say thank you. They say thank you. You say you're welcome. Thanks be to God. Give the glory to God. As I say, we're all sheep. And we prepare for the Advent season. This is a reason this is at the last Sunday of the church year, this text, because we are preparing for the Advent season. When we look forward to the birth of Christ and to the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And when he returns, we don't know the hour, the time. It's going to happen like a thief in the night. We don't want to be the virgins that didn't have enough oil in their lamp. Don't want to be like the guy who didn't wear the proper clothing for the wedding. We want to be those who are prepared for the return of Christ. And we want others to be prepared also. So practice your baptism. Lead the Christian life that you have been given. And just thank God every day, each and every day, that you are his sheep, his child, his baptized child, saved through his suffering and death. I don't want to be a goat. Nope. I want to be a sheep. Bah, 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 bah. In the name of Jesus, amen.